Okay. P-O-L. Something there with a character we should have here. Who is, well, based on a certain drummer boy I knew, he is the atheist, just a standard Swedish one. I've met them so many, so no problem to create such a character. He's not very learned in physics and biology and chemistry and those sciences. Just enough. Gymnasium level, you could say, to think that he knows a lot about what this world is. And of course he has bought that narrative created by the physicalist scientists and so on. Materialism, that's what it is. But he is also an artistic type, so he's trying to be materialistic in a kind of, I don't know, spiritualistic way, in terms of higher arts and culture and all that kind of stuff. So is there in a kind of contradictory world, which many of those artist types are. He's a writer. And just as RPO. From time to time sustains himself by working as a translator. Wrote something that he sold, a book or script or something, a theater play. And maybe you can show that old theater world as it tries to keep afloat these days. You get some culture money from some culture or government branch, and then you make a theater play, and then you are someone, and you make there's all this advertisement and everything included, and yes, actors and directors. And there you are, you're someone. And you don't care about the fact that maybe 20 people see it. Or maybe 100 then. Which I would say is healthy. That's how artists should think. It's not art for flirting with the critics and audiences in order to make some money or fame. Well, fame maybe, yeah. Money, yeah, would be nice. But anyway, so there he is. Just took a little look into his world. And he could be an old friend of Pio. Kind of broke with him or walked different ways, rather, when they were young. As Pio even thought symbolic for a part of himself, because that part he found in himself. Which he then let go of at age 22. Having concluded that it is false. It's not based on reality. And that's what his life was about since then. As he said, separate reality from illusion. Clear away, throw away junk, that which is Maya, which is not for real. And of course there, the trickiest one of them was love. Where is love that is real? So anyway, that was the way, the path Pio walked, and Nick, why do you think we can use that? Nils walked the other way. So yes, it was symbolic, and it is when you choose a different path in life, and some of your friends may follow on that path, or choose it with you, or lead you into it. Some other friends, then often representing that which you diverted from. They of course choose to live in their world, and so you change your set of friends. Because friendship in this material life, just like everything else here, may be and often is limited in time. So anyway, but he, or Nick, or Nils, well, they kind of meet a few times and through life, and often end up in, as usually happens, with friends who walk different ways, especially when it came to the deeper existential issues. Nick is there, and Nils is there. Defending his materialistic position and showing that I know where I'm at. And attacking Pio's. But all he can see there is religion. And Pio gave up trying to make him see what it's actually about. because there are so many things at once there that cover Nils from all of that. Can't break through, Pio thought. Now, when you challenge God, which Pio did also in his youth, and Nils continued doing, enter deeper and deeper into the materialistic, material world, which, well, yes, you're free to walk your own path as you decide to, and yes, he became proud. He was a Swede, he was a Stockholmer, he was from a wealthy family. He had never been in need. When Pio was struggling with his go down apart and trying to find a place to live, not even hot water or shower, Nils lived in a fine apartment in the upper class area. And lived his life among cultural celebrities in the city, the country. So yes, he was someone. Look, you stupid religious people. He got a daughter. And then she died. So here we go into full tragedy mode in our story, following his anguish with the parents, but maybe this guy, because we know him a little bit more. We could on purpose show there how you can feel very lonely, even in a fine relationship with fine house to live in and so on. And here you are. And I guess most of us can't even imagine how we would feel if our child would die. In youth, just ready to step out into the world. So, to write this, what can you say? I mean, sometimes you better go down there into those dark chambers within. Deal with it, as some may say. But oof. And there, what do? I guess you find yourself alone. Very lonely, maybe. This is all there is. Here today, gone tomorrow, and of course, contemplating suicide and all kinds of things. But then, is there anyone there with you? There may be a mother there who is as crushed and devastated and needy. So all you can find is to just be for yourself. Also, how can you talk to others? Just dragging them into your darkness. So he chooses to be alone, and then he goes through things. The loneliest man. Because what happens then is that he faces God. He has to. He is in a situation. He finds himself at a point in life where it's either just dark and meaningless and hopeless and useless, his whole existence. Where everything and everyone would just cease to be, poof, at any moment. If this is all there is, well, is this all there is? There's that song, right? So then what does he do? Maybe he goes pretty much the way Pio went then when he was 21, 22. Let's have a conversation with God. That thing there of accepting a possibility, first of all. And just being personal, not impersonal. And then we can show how Niels goes through that and gradually finds light there. Yeah, it's a work for a good writer, I guess.